Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Here's the big story this morning. This has to do with the LA County Board of Supervisors. They're meeting today, talking right now, actually, about tougher gun restrictions in Southern California, in LA County. What they're proposing is to ban sales of handguns and certain ammo in the unincorporated areas of the county. So those wouldn't be the cities, just strictly the county areas. It would also ban the carrying of handguns on county property, except by sworn officers. Supervisor Janice Hahn telling us the goal is to keep guns away from kids.
We're going to pass some ordinances, hopefully, that will do everything from limiting the sale or banning the sale of those 50 caliber bullets, guns that have those huge bullets that cause so much damage, to restricting young people from even going into gun stores.
If approved and it takes effect, it would also require gun vendors to keep a ledger of local gun sales along with the fingerprints of purchasers, and that are all privately owned firearms must be kept under lock and key. Of course, remember, California already has the strictest gun laws in the nation, and there are questions about enforcement.
All right, to UCLA now, police have issued a warning to students, employees about somebody who tried to rob some students, even threatened to kidnap at least one of them. These were two different incidents, and they were on Sunday. John Barrett's live with the story.
Police tell me the suspect actually blocked the paths of the students in both cases, mentioned having weapons, and told them they would have to go with him. The first incident was about 4:30 p.m. Sunday in parking structure 1. That's near the medical center. In that case, the suspect demanded money from the student as well. In the second incident, a couple of hours later, the suspect confronted two other students in parking structure 7. In both cases, both the earlier one and the later one, the students were able to escape. They ran away, although one of them had scratches on her hand. This morning, though, it's clear that word is getting around about these incidents.
I think everyone just needs to be cautious of their surroundings at the moment and just see if anything comes up and being able to help if they see anyone being attacked.
I think UCLA does a good job with security, but like we said earlier, there's not much we can do to control it being an open campus.
They were talking about sticking together, walking in groups. That's what they were saying afterward, just to keep safe. Meantime, UCLA police are still trying to find the suspect, trying to find video, anything they can to identify him.
It's starting right now, this meeting. It's virtual, so if you want to jump in, you can. This is the meeting, a joint meeting of state energy regulators, the Public Utilities Commission. They're talking about these high natural gas prices. You've seen your bills to heat your home. The idea is to try to prevent such wild price swings in the future. Meeting comes as the governor has asked the feds to investigate. In a letter, he said winter weather can't be the only reason the prices are going up. It is more complicated than that. But he does say that natural gas prices have been too high for too long. He's asking officials to look into possible market manipulation and anti-competitive behavior. The governor, by the way, in Washington today for a conference. Where will he be for the State of the Union?
Gas prices for the car going up. Average price in LA County up again, a little over a half a cent, $4.65, highest it's been since December. A couple dollars less than the record high in October. Orange County dropping slightly to $4.60. Prices also down nationally, but again, a lot lower than where we are. It's $3.46.
The death toll in Turkey has now climbed to more than 6,000. Dozens of first responders from here in LA County scheduled to land there today to try to help find survivors. Emily Valdez was there as they were getting ready to head out last night from the LA County Fire Department in Pacoima.
The urban search and rescue team is made up of 78 people and 6 dogs. They specialize in earthquake disasters.
We have firefighters that are represented here. We have doctors from the Department of Health Services that represent DHS. We have structural engineers from the Department of Public Works. So this is very much a county response.
Interim LA County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
They train tunneling, lifting heavy objects, getting concrete off of people, having the dogs that you see behind me today are live find dogs. So they're trained to find live people under rubble so we can pinpoint our rescue efforts to make sure that we're able to pull those people out.
Officials say the team has saved people from other building collapses after the earthquakes in places like Mexico City, Nepal, Haiti, and Japan. Reporting from Pacoima, I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
So we had all the rain and we started wondering last week, are we going to get one of those super blooms? Well, don't tell anyone, but it might be happening. The poppies are already starting to sprout in Lake Elsinore. And of course, now that means Lake Elsinore is worried because last time this happened 4 years ago, 2019, thousands and thousands of people came and you couldn't even get in and the roads backed up for miles. So they're going to have a news conference a couple hours from now with their plans to try and head that off before it happens.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.